There is a tribe of American Indians who live in the desert country and depend on the power of prayer only to bring rain to water their crops. They have a rain dance, which is a form of prayer, but no chief is allowed to take part who has any fear. They give exhibitions of courage before they are admitted to the ceremonies. A woman who was an eyewitness told me that out of a blue sky came a deluge of rain, the sun still shining.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it's helping people in so many extraordinary ways. Well, we got another one. We're going to do an amazing episode on mindset, specifically Florence Scovel Shinn. Now, if you haven't heard of her, she's kind of like the Napoleon Hill from the 1920s, but she's the female version, and she has just some amazing books. Your Word is Your Wand is what we're going to start out with today, give you a little excerpt from that. And she talks about health and manifestation and how everything is from within and our mindset. It's just wonderful. I highly encourage you to get the book. Some of them are free on Audible and other places. You can buy them as well. Your Word is Your Wand. She has a couple other great books as well. I highly recommend checking them out. I've read them all, love them all. I was introduced to them by my good friend Joe Soto, and just an amazing woman, amazing author, and I know you're going to love it as well. So sit back, relax, have a listen. We're going to have – this is actually an insight of our Monday morning. We get the team together, and we do a grateful share. So I do a little grateful share, and I edit it out their grateful share so they keep it personal. But you'll hear some of my responses and thoughts, and hope this grateful share, this Monday morning meeting helps you and your day and manifest whatever it is, speak it into existence, and happy healing and be a blessing, everybody. All right.
Happy, he is healthy. All sickness comes from sin or violation of spiritual law. Jesus Christ said, "You are forgiven." Resentment, ill will, hate, fear, etc., etc., tear down the cells of the body and poison the blood. See The Game of Life and How to Play It, page 19. Accidents, old age, and death itself come from holding wrong mental pictures. When man sees himself as God sees him, he will become a radiant being, timeless, birthless, and deathless, for God made man in his likeness and in his image. Affirmations. I deny fatigue, for there is nothing to tire me. I live in the kingdom of eternal joy and absorbing interests. My body is the body electric, timeless and tireless, birthless and deathless. Time and space are obliterated. I live in the wonderful now, birthless and deathless. I am one with the One. Thou in me art eternal joy, eternal youth, eternal wealth, eternal health, eternal love, eternal life. I am a spiritual being. My body is perfect, made in His likeness and image. The light of the Christ now streams through every cell. I give thanks for my radiant health. Eyes. Imperfect vision, correspondences, fear, suspicion, seeing obstacles, watching for unhappy events to come to pass, living in the past or future, not living in the now. Affirmations. The light of the Christ now floods my eyeballs. I have the crystal clear, see clearly and distinctly. There are no obstacles on my pathway. I see clearly the fulfillment of my heart's desire. I have the X-ray eye of the Spirit. I see through apparent obstacles. I see clearly the miracle come to pass. I have the crystal clear vision of the Spirit. I see clearly the open road. There are no obstacles on my pathway. I now see miracles and wonders come to pass. I give thanks for my perfect sight. I see God in every face. I see good in every situation. I have the crystal clear vision of the Spirit. I look up and down and all around, for my good comes from north, south, east, and west. My eyes are God's eyes, perfect and flawless. The light of the Christ streams on my pathway. I see clearly there are no lions on my way, only angels and endless blessings. Anemia. Correspondence. Unfed desires. Lack of happiness. Affirmations. I am nourished by the Spirit within. Every cell in my body is filled with light. I give thanks for radiant health and endless happiness. This statement may be used in the healing of any disease. Ears. Deafness. Correspondence. Strong personal will. Stubbornness and a desire not to hear certain things. Affirmation. My ears are the ears of Spirit. The light of the Christ now streams through my ears, dissolving all hardness or malformation. I hear clearly the voice of intuition and give instant obedience. I hear clearly glad tidings of great joy. Rheumatism. Correspondence. Fault finding. Criticism, etc. Affirmation. The light of the Christ now floods my consciousness, dissolving all acid thoughts. I love everyone, and everyone loves me. I give thanks for my radiant health and happiness. False growths. Correspondence. Jealousy, hatred, resentment, fear, etc., etc. Affirmation. Every plant my Father in heaven has not planted shall be rooted up. All false ideas in my consciousness are now obliterated. The light of the Christ streams through every cell, and I give thanks for my radiant health and happiness now and forevermore. Heart disease, correspondence, fear, anger, etc. Affirmation. My heart is a perfect idea in divine mind, and is now in its right place, doing its right work. It is a happy heart, a fearless heart, and a loving heart. The light of the Christ streams through every cell, and I give thanks for my radiant health. Animals. Dog, for example. Affirmations. I deny any appearance of disorder. This dog is a perfect idea in divine mind and now expresses God's perfect idea of a perfect dog. Infinite intelligence illumines and directs this animal. It is a perfect idea in divine mind and is always in its right place. The elements. Man is made in God's likeness and image, imagination, and is given power and dominion over all created things. He has power to rebuke the winds and the waves, check floods, or bring rain when it is needed. There is a tribe of American Indians who live in the desert country and depend on the power of prayer only to bring rain to water their crops. They have a rain dance, which is a form of prayer, but no chief is allowed to take part who has any fear. They give exhibitions of courage before they are admitted to the ceremonies. A woman who was an eyewitness told me that out of a blue sky came a deluge of rain, the sun still shining.
So that was Florence Scovel Shinn. Your word is your wand, I believe. And she also makes reference to the game of life and how to play it. I was doing some Secrets of Success work this morning and came across some of her videos. Those are on YouTube. I'll post the link here in the chat if you guys want to listen to more of them. But just an amazing woman. She wrote in the early 1900s. She doesn't have the world renownedness. She only wrote three books, I believe, but all of her works, all of her teachings were of her own personal experience. And so she many times over would help people with whatever they were struggling with, financially, health, wealth, relationships, whatever. And just incredible stories. And I was gifted this book by a friend of mine, Joe Soto, just out of the blue. Like, he literally just mailed it to me. And it was the beginning of my mastermind journey. I think it was right after COVID. So it would have been, you know, summer of 2020. And I just remember getting the book, and I started reading it. And I do not read, I do not read. And it makes me tired or whatever. It's just not my jam. And thankfully, you know, somebody invented Audible. That's what I listened to hours on end of different books. But anyways, I did read this book, and you know, I was just so struck with how aligned everything was with the universe, God, you know, Jesus, however you, you know, define your higher power. And it just really is clean, really clean, clean, clean thinking. And, you get what you focus on. That's one of my quotes. And I just love the way that she looks at life, and has had so much experience helping others see the correct way to look at life. You know, and I know, you know, a lot of us, you know, we think about, talk about, like, when we were 7 years old, and now we had abundant, you know, promise, and, you know, the world hadn't beaten us down and told us we couldn't, or we didn't look at something that didn't go our way. You know, we don't define ourselves as a failure. It's an actually, failure is a stepping stone to success, where you can learn what you needed to learn to apply to the next step, to graduate. And so those are the things that I have come to see true. And so I guess on my grateful share, I was, you know, randomly, I saw some stuff on Facebook over the weekend, and I had posted it. It's Napoleon Hill, the guy who wrote Think and Grow Rich's grandson. And his name's JB Hill, and we're putting on a Think and Grow Rich challenge, which I'm actually going to be hosting in person live, and it's going to be kind of a big deal. All the big names will be there, and it's been a collection of a lot of hard work, but fun work too. Anyways, I posted a couple videos or books that he had put on his Facebook stream, and I gave those to Russell over the weekend and just said, "Hey man, check these out." It was like the first ever book published by Napoleon Hill that we didn't even know about. It's called How to Sell Your Services in 1922. And so Russell got all excited, and we're going back and forth on Facebook Messenger, which he never does. He's a Voxer guy. And so he's like, and then he finds this musical, and we're all like, Napoleon Hill, the musical, that's the name. They probably could work on the title. Anyways, it's pretty cool. Some of the songs were really good. Like one of them was, What Do You Do With a Dreamer? And it had like a West Side Story feel, very powerful, very good song. And Russell found it in JB Hill's timeline. And he was like, "Hey, do you think," he's like, "could you imagine if we put this musical on at the event center?" So we were going to build a 20,000 square foot library event center in Boise. He has the land behind his current office. And, you know, the builders wanted like $25 million and, you know, all this stuff. And he was having a hard time raising that kind of money, traditionally and non-traditionally. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they have this movie theater that showed up. You know, it was just like 60,000 square foot, like Regal cinema, whatever. And it was just too far out of town. And they just didn't get enough butts in the seats. And so they've been looking for a building, and this building came. It wasn't even on the market. I couldn't even find it. And they wanted like only like $5 million for the building. And it kind of appraises probably around 45 or 50 million. It's just one of those deals where it's just one of those deals. And they got it. Put the offer in. I don't know. I meant to ask him today if it's been finalized or not. I know there's always a little bit back and forth, but So anyway, so we're going to have a 60,000. He's already got all the plans and the engineering and all the stuff's already been all put together, blueprints. So we're going to have 60,000 square foot building for like 20,000 is going to be just for the library. Then he's going to have like the grand stage. Like if you guys have seen the movie, The Greatest Showman, you know, all about P.T. Barnum, that's kind of what he's going for. He's going to have this massive circus, like just spectacle. And there's going to be a museum. There's going to be an event center where you can have like, you know, virtual reality holograms of Tony Robbins and Russell and Napoleon and all these great thought leaders. And anyways, he's like, could you imagine if we had the musical done live there? And so when you live in the world of abundance and anything is possible, I pick up the phone this morning and I called Don Green, who's the head of Napoleon Hill Foundation, and Russell. And I was like, hey, I saw there was a musical for Napoleon Hill. He goes, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, probably about 10 or 12 years ago. I go, do you know who has the rights to it? He goes, yeah, I'm pretty sure we do. I go, well, how cool would it be if we put the musical on at the event center when it opens up next year? And he's like, yeah, that would be amazing. Let me go check. And he's like, let me go see if I can find a copy of it and I'll mail it to you guys. And then I'm 90% sure I have the rights. So you guys can put the musical on if you want. And some of the songs were so good. I was like, man, we could put that in our TV series that we're going to do for Napoleon Hill's life. And I don't know. It's just crazy how like, and then he found like two other unpublished books that no one's ever heard of before. And Russell's freaking out. He's so excited. He's like, can't stand it. And you know, there's these little things that like, if you really put out there, it's like, I just told him on Voxer, right? Today, man, we got everything. Just keep adding to the wish list and we'll keep knocking them down. And that's just, you know, what I'm grateful for. And it's another example of life, like what you get, what you focus on. So what is it that you want? What are you putting on your wish list? You know, like Russell puts on his wish list, like he wants, you know, musicals or unpublished books or, you know, TV series that are owned, you know, in Brazil. And like, he just puts the wish list on. And I was telling Molly this morning, like, you know, there's the movie, The Chosen, which I love, the TV series. And it says on there, Daryl Eves, who's the guy that I know, I talked to him a couple of weeks ago. He's the big YouTube guy who helped Mr. Beast and all that. And it says he's the executive producer. And I said, well, when we do the Napoleon Hill movie TV series in the same vein as The Chosen, I said, I can clearly see my name, executive producer Justin Benton. And so that's what will happen because that's what I clearly see. And I'm doing the job before I get the title. And that's what I tell. I was working with some corporate seat license companies for like health insurance or something to sell a whole bunch of, you know, Secrets of Success seat licenses. And that's what I told them. And I was talking to this guy that's got a bunch of contacts at a bunch of companies, and he's going to go reach out for me. And I just said, you know, part of these modules that we're going to teach people is that if you want how to get a promotion or how to, you know, move your way up the corporate ladder is to do the job before you're paid for it. And so, and that's the same way that you can apply it to your life or my life or anyone's life is like, if you want the thing, then be the thing, you know, think, do, have. So if you think it, you do it, then you have it. And so it's like, what do you want? And if do you want to be an executive producer for a, you know, TV series that reaches a billion people? Do you want to be a partner, you know, with a, you know, the world's greatest internet marketer? Do you want health? Do you want wealth? Do you want relationships? Whatever it is that you want, you just speak it into existence. And, you know, for some of us, it's harder than others. And that's usually it's the nature versus nurture. So, you know, who you are, DNA, passed down genetics versus who you are, you know, who the experiences that have shaped you. And, you know, normally, you know, when you're seven, you still haven't been beaten down by life or, you know, hopefully you figured out how to get up and keep picking yourself up. And anyways, I just really love the book. I can't recommend it more. I'll put the links here in Zoom and text as well, so you can check it out. It's totally free, but it certainly has helped mold my life and change my life. Florence Scovel Shin, and I guess at the end of the day, I'm always on this quest to find these secrets of success, and I always will be. And whenever I find one that works for me, I share it. Because I that's who I am. I want people to be happy. I think we all are, we deserve to be happy. And we just kind of, you know, they say it takes a village to raise a child. And I just think sometimes we just need help from others that, you know, have figured it out, or at least they figured out a piece that has worked for them. And then they write a book, or they write a news article, or whatever they do, and they pass that information on. And then if it works for you, great. And then you could share it with someone else, because, you know, unfortunately, you know, the news and the social media and even most schools and even most parents, you know, don't have access to this kind of information that will help people to live a life full of joy and happiness. Some of it is because, you know, of the way they were raised, and some of it is because they're trying to protect you because they don't want you to get hurt if you're disappointed. Some of it is they've been disappointed in life, didn't work out the way that they wanted. So they don't think, you know, they want to keep you from having that. Or sometimes they subconsciously, they know that if you continue to grow into this wonderful person and live to your full potential, that you'll leave them and that you won't be a part of their life anymore. So you want to hold them back. And obviously, if you're a good parent or a good friend, or a good coworker, or, you know, whatever the relationship is, you know, when you think of others and you're, you know, unselfish and selflessness, then all you want is the best for other people. And that's why I love to share these things. And I want to see everybody live their happiest life. But it does, and I'll wrap with this, it does start with starting with your wish list. So if you don't have a wish list, please write a wish list today. Write it down now. You can put it in the chat, write it on your hand, write it on a piece of paper. But what is the wish? What is on your wish list? And if there's anything I can do to help you with your wish list, I'm all ears. I'm here to help. And I just hope that you all find whatever it is that you were called to do here that brings you joy, that brings you happiness every day. And it's just like going to the gym. You don't just listen to a book one time and it's like changes your life forever. There are no silver bullets. It's just like work. But it's a good work, and it's like stretching a muscle. You're stretching your mind muscle. You're listening to the right podcasts, books, people, making decisions like, is this helping me? Is this bringing peace and joy and love to my life? Or is this not? And just being real honest with yourself about, you know, the choices that we make of what we surround ourselves with, you know, what the time that we spend on our phones or the people we talk to or the people we associate with, and just making sure that we are putting ourselves in, you know, surrounded by people that are lifting us up, that care about us, and you know, only great things will happen from there. So I've thought about writing a book just about this. And I look forward to the day when I can just sit around and write books, is the morning routine. And I think it's just so important to have find a morning routine that works for you. And, you know, obviously you exercise and, you know, getting the kids ready and all that kind of good stuff. But continuing to find things that work for you. And sometimes some things work for a while, then they don't. And you can replace them with other things that work for you. And, but I just think it's so magically important for anybody and absolutely everybody. And I don't know anybody who is like really happy and successful, however you define success, doesn't have to be monetarily, who doesn't have a great morning routine. And whether that's exercise, you know, you went in a walk this morning, whether it's, you know, reading a good book, a prayer, meditation, journaling, going for a walk on the beach, you know, listening to a podcast, like listening to a positive book, listening to a positive podcast, you know, whatever it is, you know, obviously if you can do something cardiovascular in the morning, it sets up your brain and your body for great metabolism and great thoughts. And it's just, it's the key. And so it's just like anything else. It's like we work on our bodies, but we don't work on our minds sometimes. And whatever you plant in that fertile soil in your brain, it's the most magical, powerful thing on the planet is our brain, especially our subconscious. And if you continue to surround yourself with books like Florence Scovel Shinn and positive people and positive thoughts and trim out the weeds, you know, and ask yourself, is this question I'm asking myself happy? What's a better way to phrase it? What's a better way to think about it? What's the silver lining, like Linda said? And it's just like, it's constant work, you know, but you get stronger and stronger and stronger. And then, you know, you can have, we can all, you know, sound like Kristen did, you know? And so anyways, with that, I will wrap. And thanks for everybody for staying on a little long. We went a little long on the Miracle Plant show today. And so on the count of three, we're going to say heal the world, because that is the mission to reach 1 billion people by 2025 next year. About the power of this miracle plan, especially in the raw form. So on the count of three, let's say heal the world and get out there and do it. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Heal the world.
Hey, wait.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks. Have an amazing week, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey there, my name is Leah Babrudi, and I'm the founder and host of Canna Chicks Podcast, where I discuss cannabis, psychedelics, and other natural medicines. I not only interview people who use them as treatment for different conditions, but also the entrepreneurs who share their knowledge on how they built their businesses. If this sounds interesting to you, give my show a listen. I'm sure you'll learn something that'll surprise you.